Today on the Victory Unlimited show, you'll be briefed on what is the definition of bad boys and bad girls and wannabe bad boys and bad girls. Also, we're going to find out the answer to this question. Do you have to be a bad boy to get a bad girl? Let's go.
If you picked up this frequency, downloaded this MP3, or gained access to this broadcast by any means, know that you are not listening to just another ordinary radio show. You are listening to the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world. Becoming the best man that you can be is a lifelong fight, so welcome to the war, soldier.
There is nothing wrong with your internet access. There is nothing wrong with your MP3 player. We control the audio. We control the message. And that message is, to live a better life, you must focus on becoming a better man. Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited. And this is the Victory Unlimited show, not an episode of The Outer Limits. So, let's roll. We're going to kick today's show off with an email from Will. He's 30, from Chicago, Illinois, and the title of his email is, "Do I have to be a bad boy to get a bad girl?" I repeat, do I have to be a bad boy to get a bad girl? And Will writes, "Hey, VU, I was talking to a good friend of mine yesterday. I've been going out, kicking it with him lately at a bunch of clubs because I've been in a real dating drought here lately. We were talking about both of our success rates with women. My friend is a party-going, tattooed-up club-type guy. He's been that way for years now, ever since we graduated from college. He was telling me that the reason why I have problems getting the better looking women is because I don't drink, I don't smoke, or do any recreational drugs. He says that chicks don't dig guys with no vices. He was saying that a lot of women look at that and take it to mean that I'm a dull and lame type of a guy. He says that no girls really want a good boy, and especially not sexually. Now, I don't really agree with everything that he was saying, but I've got to admit that what he told me really got me to thinking. What if I do come off as too boring to a lot of women? What if I did start to try to dirty up my image a little bit? What if I did try to start drinking a little bit more when I do go out to clubs and parties? I'm not really a big fan of alcohol, but what the hell? I'd rather start learning how to drink more socially to get more girls than to start smoking. To each his own, but I'm not a big fan of smoking since my grandfather died from lung cancer some years back. So there's no way I'm going to pick up that habit. And doing drugs is definitely out of the question for me. Victory. I see a lot of good-looking girls when I'm out at the clubs with my friends, but they always seem to be getting hit on by the bad boy type. I'm not a bad boy type, but to be honest, I'm seriously thinking about starting to act like a biker type or a thug type dude if it means it'll get me more women than I've been getting. I'm thinking about seeing what I can do to at least look the part. I'm thinking about getting some tats, some piercings, and probably roughing up the way I dress to see what happens. It just depresses me that there doesn't seem to be any other way. Is there another way? Do I have to be a bad boy to get a bad girl? Yo, Will, congratulations for being the first. The first what, you might ask? Well, you're the first listener to ever write in that came up with the name of his own email. That last question you asked in the email summed up everything perfectly. You asked, do I have to be a bad boy to get a bad girl? Well, the answer, of course, is yes and no. Got it? Now, that was an easy one. All right, then. Glad I could help you out, my man. Now, moving on to the next email. We got a message from... Cut the music. I'm just joking, Will. You didn't think I was really gonna leave you high and dry like that, did you? Nah. You know that ain't how we do things around here, soldier. I don't specialize in leaving guys hanging. My mission here is always a rescue mission first. My mission is to do whatever it takes to save men from themselves, one man at a time, while the whole world listens. So, while the whole world is listening, let me start to answer your question with a question. And that question is, are you an actor, Will? Or do you just want to play one in real life? I know you wrote this email wanting to know if you have to become a bad boy to get a bad girl, but you also have this deeper underlying question that you're also asking just up under the primary question. What you're asking too is, should I change who I am and become somebody else to get the women I want? Now, how you answer that question will tell you more about yourself than I can during the length of this show. If you aren't a bad boy or a thug at heart, it's going to be hard as hell for you to pretend to be one long enough to get some random club girl to like you. I don't really believe in luck, but good luck with that. You can try that tactic if you want, but I got to tell you that this is not something that I would advise. It's a dead-end move. And that's the truth. If you've listened to enough of the Victory Unlimited show, you ought to know by now that when you hear me say it, you better believe it. If I tell you there's a block of cheese on the moon, you better go get your box of crackers, soldier. Let's say you are an actor. Let's say you do go ahead and get some piercings, some tats, start wearing your pants on the ground or whatever. Not because that's something you want to do, but because that's something you feel like you have to do. What then? These women will see that outside exterior, but it usually won't work for too long. You may get their attention. And if you're quote-unquote lucky, you might get with them once, maybe twice, but that's only if you can fly under their radar long enough. But here's some hardcore truth for you. Real bad girls can tell a bad guy when they see one, and they can tell a fake bad guy when they see one too. And you better believe that as soon as they do, then your little play act is over, because they'll be put off by it. They'll be repelled by it. And when they leave you, you'll be standing there all thugged up with no place to go. Now, understand that there is some value in getting ideas from other guys, you know, learning from other guys about what works and even adopting some styles that you see other guys rocking. But, and listen, because this is a big but, you should always make sure that whatever you emulate is still true to who you are on the inside. That's how you stay true to yourself. That's how you stay grounded. That's how you distinguish yourself from all those fakers and fronters out there. But you'll never be able to do that if you decide to become just another faker and fronter. Here's something for you to know that's very important for you to remember. Most women want men that can take them further in whatever direction they want to go. Most bad girls want guys who are more bad than they are, just like most good girls want guys who are more good than they are. Does that make sense to you? The weakest position to be in is to be a man adapting himself to get a woman to like him. But the strongest position to be in is to be a man who has women adapting themselves to him because they're trying to do things to get him to like them. Beware of lowering yourself to get with low-level women. It's a difference between upgrading yourself and downgrading yourself. It's the difference between being able to adapt to situations and environments in order to appropriately engage the people in it, as opposed to dumbing yourself down just to fit in. For you corporate types, what I'm talking about here is the difference between being a salesman and selling out. A man who knows himself, likes himself, and understands his own worth is a man who would never do this. A man who knows he's the man is a man who's not about lowering himself to the level of some of the people around him, but instead, he uses his presence to elevate the people around him up to where he is. You see, that's what being a man who's committed to being all he can be is. In the Victory Unlimited battle plan, we go deep into this. It's a concept that I like to call becoming a universal soldier. The guys out there who know the plan are very familiar with what I'm talking about. They know what a universal soldier is. But for all the civilians out there, for all you civilians out there, for all you guys who haven't gotten that arsenal of information yet, the short explanation, the short answer for what I'm talking about is that the only reason why a man who likes who he is to willingly lower himself to somebody else's level is just to open up the lines of communication and to use that communication as a maneuver to bring those people up to his level. The attitude of a universal soldier is the same as true soldiers out there who put their lives on the line for real all over the world. And that mentality is all wrapped up in one motto: leave no man behind. And for our purposes here, I've expanded that motto to include leave no woman behind. But in order for you to pull some woman's mentality and or her behavior up to your level, they've got to be willing to come. They've got to be willing to take your hand. If they don't, then all that means is that you got to abort that mission. You got to abort that mission and keep it moving. Any move you make other than that, and you'll just be setting yourself up to be used and abused at best. Or you'll be setting yourself up to go on a self-esteem suicide mission at worst. Because if the bad girl you're after really is a bad girl, she doesn't want you to elevate her or quote-unquote save her anyway. Because all she really wants is a bad boy. Which brings me to the definitions of a bad boy and a bad girl. There's been a lot of misinterpretation of the terms bad boy and bad girl. It's caused people to slap that label on just about everybody they see. But in reality, what you'll find in large supply wherever you go is just a few real bad boys and bad girls, but a lot of wannabe bad boys and bad girls. Let's break this down. In the most extreme cases, being a bad boy means being a guy who lives his life on the outer perimeter of what society usually considers to be the social norm. Being a bad boy means being a guy that's a rule breaker, a law breaker, a criminal, maybe even a felon. A guy who screws every chick he can, gets into trouble, causes drama, smokes, drinks, does drugs, and everything else to excess because he doesn't really care about what anybody else thinks about him. Basically, being a bad boy is just being a general badass rebel without a cause. A guy that has the words risk or danger written all over him. By the way, sometimes that's literal. I once saw a big guy wearing a little tight muscle shirt who actually had the words risk and danger tattooed on each arm. But evidently, he must have needed to lift a few more weights because I also saw that same guy get his ass kicked by a little dude half his size outside of a club. That was years ago. But I guess somebody should have told that guy that it was too risky and too dangerous to try and grab up on some other guy's girlfriend right while that guy was sitting there next to her. But anyway, let me get back on target here. Now let's talk about the wannabe bad boys. These are the guys who play the role, wear the clothes, and steal the swagger of the real bad boys, jerks, thugs, or whatever you want to call them. But they do it with a cause, and that cause is just to get women. You see, these guys aren't really bad, they just want to be. Now, when it comes to the definition of a bad girl, well, just like a bad boy, this is the kind of girl who lives her life on the outer perimeter, too. Being a bad girl to the extreme usually means that that's a girl that's a rule breaker, maybe even a law breaker, a criminal, or a straight up felon, too. A bad girl like this is a girl who gets into trouble, causes drama, sleeps around a lot, smokes, drinks, does drugs, and everything else to excess because she doesn't care about what anybody thinks about her either, just like the bad boy. Basically, she's just a girl that's out there. And you know what I mean when I say out there. What I mean is that she's out there with her freak flag flying in full color. A lot of times you can recognize a girl like this because she has multiple piercings and tattoos in various places all over her body. Some you can see and some you can't. By the way, their favorite place to put tats that you can see are on their chest and especially on their lower backs, that infamous tramp stamp spot. Now, all of that describes real bad girls. But wannabe bad girls? Well, wannabe bad girls are girls who just dabble at being bad. You can say that they like to bask in the badness of their badder girlfriends, so to speak. These wannabe bad girls either don't have the guts or they don't have the lack of a sense of propriety to go all out and do the wild, crazy stuff themselves. So what do? They just live vicariously through their real deal bad girl girlfriends instead. They do it this way because it's safer that way, you see. This is what makes them wannabe bad girls. The thing I want you to understand about bad girls and wannabe bad girls is that they both have one thing in common. They both are attracted to the essence of what a lot of women subconsciously see in the bad boy. And what that is a man who has the confidence, charisma, and the conviction to go after what he wants without coming across like he has to apologize for it. What wiser, more sensible, and more spiritually aware women recognize is that a guy doesn't have to be bad to be a nonconformist, to be his own man, to have his own style, to go after what he wants, to follow his own code of ethics, to stand by his own principles, to uphold his own values, in spite of what other people may think about him or in spite of what other women may think about him. Some women know this, but I'm afraid there's a lot of women who don't, which is why we're overrun with wannabe bad boys instead of real men. If you focus on being a man instead of a bad boy or a bad boy wannabe, you'll start to attract more women in general, the good girls and some of the bad girls. The bad girls you'll attract will be the ones that are not as out there as some of the most extreme ones. You know, the ones who have a real thing for just those guys who are negatively rebellious. You understand? Hopefully you do. But before I sign off, let me address the larger issue. There are a lot of guys out here who will never write in or even admit that they're tempted to sell their self-respect to get success with certain kinds of women. My question to guys like that is, once you sell your self-respect, what's next? Your soul, maybe? Bear with me just for a moment, because this crap is a serious pet peeve of mine. We got too many wannabes out here. We got a lot of good square pegs trying to fit themselves into a lot of bad round holes. A lot of covert operatives, double agents trying to sneak behind enemy lines, faking, trying to flex to follow a fad or whatever some girls think is hot right now, trying to be like some other guy, trying to spin themselves off like some series. But fads change. It's a cycle. You keep watching. There's always going to be somebody coming to the club next week, walking like you and talking like me, or dressing like you but rocking tats like the guy who just came in after you. Guys who do this, what they're looking for is overnight success with lots of women. But it never happens that way. Overnight success with a lot of women only happens when something big and superficial happens to you. Like you win the lottery. Like you become famous. Like you get rich all of a sudden and everybody knows about it. And whenever sudden success with a lot of women happens for those reasons, it usually doesn't last, because those girls were more attracted to what you represent or your sudden change in status than they were to you. But the truth is, the best kind of success you can have with women is by putting yourself in an environment where the kind of women who are attracted to the kind of man you are tend to go. And the more you work on yourself, the better man you become in all areas of your life, the more places you'll start to find women who like guys just like you. And why is that? Because being a man never goes out of style.
The Victory Unlimited Show is brought to you by the Victory Unlimited Battle Plan, saving men from themselves, one man at a time. Come and join us at victoryunlimitedshow.com and find out how you can get the classified intel on how to win the war, to attract, engage, and execute better relationships with women by becoming a better man.